Nathan Frazier Show, episode number 96, how to market without a marketing budget. All right, here we go.
Mixing business with politics. This is the Nathan Frazier Show.
What is up, Free Market Squad, in the place to be? It's your boy, Nathan Frazier. Thank you for taking a half hour out of your week to hang with me. This week, we're going to be talking about how to market without a marketing budget. So before we get into that, I'm going to give you a little bit of a story. First of all, actually, let's start with some facts, and then I'll get into a story, and then I'll get into today's lesson. So first of all, if you own a business, and it doesn't matter what you're selling, if you don't focus on how to sell it, you're not going to be selling very much of it. Sales are the backbone of a business. And if you don't have your marketing, if you don't have a good marketing strategy in place, you're going to go out of business. But the problem is a lot of people don't have the budget for marketing. A lot of people don't have a marketing budget, especially if they're first starting out business. They don't have money for Facebook ads. They don't have money for billboards. They don't have money to pay a copywriter. They don't have money for all of the crazy things that that go into marketing. And I get it, especially if you're bootstrapping, if you're just starting up. It's something that I understand. It's one of those things that once you've been in business for a while, you just kind of don't even pay attention to it. You realize, oh, I made $100. I need to take at least 50 of those dollars and put them back into marketing so I can make another $300. Once you've got your marketing in place, and once you've kind of got a system and you've got your platforms and you've got all this stuff going, it's easy to forget about how difficult it was when you first started. So as a marketer, as somebody who helps with marketing, it's something that I sometimes forget about, people that are just starting up their businesses. I forget about how difficult it is to start a business without a marketing budget. And, this is one of the things that I actually get hit with a lot. A lot of people come to me and they're like, well, I can afford to pay you, but then I can't afford to pay for the things that you tell me to implement. So I have to not take on those type of clients, because there's no point in charging people for a lot of advice or a lot of money for good advice if they're not able to actually implement that advice. So sometimes I give people, and this is on very rare occasion, but if they're a friend of mine, if they're somebody that I want to see succeed, but they're not at the point where paying me is actually justified, I'll give out a little bit of free information. And that's kind of what this podcast is about. And this leads into the story. So I have a buddy named Nate, and it's funny, it's going to be confusing because my name's Nathan, his name's Nathan. So when I refer to Nathan, I'm talking to him. He just started a business. He's a photographer, and he wants to start selling his art, his photography. And he was asking me, well, what should I do? And he had a little bit of money to buy and build a website, and then that pretty much used up all of his expenses for his business. So he had no money for marketing. So he said, well, how do I market this business? Because he understands he needs to be able to market. He needs to make sales to stay in business, but he has zero for a marketing budget. So he asked me, how do I go ahead and market my photography? What's the best way to market this? How do I start getting sales without having any money to pay for advertising? And so I'm going to tell you what I told him, but first I'm going to give some examples of some people that I see that do excellent jobs of marketing without a marketing budget. And I'm going to start all of the examples that I'm going to cover today are going to be examples from YouTube. YouTube is free. Anybody can start up a YouTube account. You can make videos off of your phone. You can make videos off of your computer. There's so much open source video editing software out there that it's very low barrier to entry. And so all of the examples that I'm going to use today come from YouTube. So I'm going to start with an example called, there's a channel called the PT Channel. And the guy that runs the PT Channel, his name is One-Eyed Bri. And what he does is he does Walking Dead updates. Actually, two of the first two examples are people that do Walking Dead videos. What this guy One Eye Bri does is every week, or yeah, two or three times a week, he puts out a video talking about Walking Dead. He talks about spoilers. He talks about what's going to be coming up on the newest episode. He talks about the latest news about what one actor is getting paid versus what another actor is getting paid. He talks about who's going to die on the next episode, who died on the last episode. And he's got a pretty big following of people that subscribe, because people that like Walking Dead, they go on YouTube and they search for people talking about Walking Dead. He happens to talk about Walking Dead, so he attracts those people. And at the end of every video, what he does is he pitches his own books. He has a book series called Fight for Us, and they're a zombies genre book series. And he says, hey, if you like The Walking Dead, if you like this, join my community and find out more about the books. And I've written these four or five books. You can find them on Amazon. And if you like The Walking Dead, you'll probably like these books. So go and check them out. So that's one example. Another example, a guy that does something very similar is a guy that I freaking love. I love this guy. No homo. This guy's name is Ronnie Hayes. He does a channel called Make a Path Presents. And same thing. He just gets on the mic and he talks about Walking Dead. And he's got a bigger community. This guy's got a lot of charisma. He has no problem getting in front of the microphone, getting in front of the camera. And he's very comfortable with himself. So he's got a rather large following, and he does pretty much the same thing. He does recaps each week of the show, and then once or twice throughout the week, he'll do a more in-depth recap, or he'll do a Walking Dead news event or something like that. And he, the same thing, he's got a comic book of his own called Doomsday Kingdom. And Doomsday Kingdom is also a zombie-based comic book. And so at the end of his videos, he lets people know, hey, you can go check out Doomsday Kingdom. If you want to support other zombie genre material, you might want to check out Doomsday Kingdom. Another guy who does, and this is not Walking Dead related, this is another guy. Have you seen this guy called Crank Lucas on YouTube, on Facebook? I've seen this guy all over the place. He's the guy that does those rap videos. He does mumble rappers versus rappers from 2011, or mumble rappers versus rappers from the late 90s. Or he does videos where he's like, what happens when your producer gets bored in the studio? And he just says these like really funny videos where he takes a background beat and then he raps in different styles on top of the beat, and he raps as different personas on top of the beat. And he kind of like makes fun of all different genres of rap. His videos are fun. They get thousands, tens of thousands of views. I think I was checking out his channel last night, and the average view on his videos was like 40 or 50,000 views per video. And this is like within a day. He releases a video and a day later, he's got like 40 or 50,000 views on him. If you don't know who he is, just look up Crank Lucas. You'll probably recognize him right away. But he does the same thing. He makes these really funny videos where he drops a beat, he records himself rapping to a different rap style, and then he makes these like comedic rap videos. And then at the end of each video, he says, hey, did you like that beat? Here's where you can go to lease the beat for yourself if you're a rapper. And obviously, if you're a rapper, you like watching rap videos. And if you like watching his videos, you're probably a rapper, and you're probably looking for somebody to give you or to lease out beats to you, or to rent beats from, or to buy beats from. So at the end of each of his videos, he links back to his website. He says, hey, did you enjoy this beat? You want to use it for your own song? Go to cranklucas.com and check out what I got for you. You go to his website, he can make beats for you. He can mix down your songs for you. He can do graphics for your CD album cover. He's got all of his services available. And the way he gets people to his website is by making YouTube videos where he makes fun of different aspects of the rap and the hip hop culture. And then the last example that I'm going to go into is another guy I'm freaking, no homo, but I'm freaking absolutely in love with this guy. Dude that does comic book reviews. His name's Diversity in Comics. Your boy, Zach. A good advertisement is like a good story. It pulls your prospect in, takes them on a journey, and delivers them to a buying decision. Too bad most ads suck. Most ads come off as hypey and salesy. Even worse, they come off as boring or confusing. Most business owners suck at writing ads, and most shoppers have learned to tune them out completely. Want the secret formula I use for writing my ads? You want your ads to stand out from all the noise? Want to know 9 foundational elements that make up a compelling piece of sales copy? Would you like some of the best editing tips I use to keep people reading what I write? Want it all for free? Well, I've got you covered. Head on over to copyandfunnels.com/guide and download your free advertiser's cheat sheet today. That's copyandfunnels.com/guide. Download your free guide and start getting more sales from your ads today. copyandfunnels.com/guide. So, Diversity in Comics is a very controversial figure. About a year ago, a little bit over a year ago, I think it was last year in April, when he started doing his comic book reviews, he would, he's kind of like a old school military guy. He's been reading comics since the 80s, and he's super upset with all of the SJW-ness that's been injected into comic books in the last couple of years. So last year, he started making videos about, he'd basically just shred all of the SJW comic books. He'd buy an issue of America Chavez, and he'd just break down how horrible the storytelling was, how horrible the artwork was, and break down why all, you know, sacrificing quality for perceived diversity is a bad idea and a bad way to run a business. Well, his comic book channel exploded. He's right now, he's like one of the top 5 comic book related channels on YouTube. And every day he does 2 or 3 videos. He just buys comics. He says if he likes a comic book, he reviews it and says why he likes it. If he dislikes a comic book, he reviews it and says why he doesn't like it. And here's the deal. This guy had he's worked in the comic book industry. He knows his shit about comics. He understands storytelling. He understands artwork. He's not the best artist, but he's a pretty decent storyteller. He knows what works good. He knows what works for a good comic book story. And he's built a huge following of people that love his critiques and his breakdowns of comics. Well, he hasn't worked in the comic book industry in a number of years, and he recently decided to take his audience and say, hey, I have this comic book idea. I put out an issue 1 a couple of years back. I have an idea for a graphic novel based off of the same characters. I want to do this again. If there's a market for it, if you guys want to see this comic book, I'm going to go ahead and make an Indiegogo. He was going to do a Kickstarter, but then he did an Indiegogo instead. He said, if you want to buy it in advance, here's where you can do that. And so what he did for the last month now, he's been pushing the Indiegogo. So he'll do his regular breakdown videos where he talks about a comic book. And then at the end, he says, hey, thanks for supporting. Remember, we've got the Indiegogo. If you want to support Jawbreakers, which is the name of his comic book, here's how you can go and do that. And he just sends people at the end of his videos to do that. And then every video he does like 3 or 4 videos a day. 2 or 3 of those videos will be based off of Marvel Comics or be based off of DC Comics or Image Comics. He'll talk about the latest issue of Captain America, and then at the end of it, he'll say, hey, go and check out the Jawbreakers Indiegogo campaign. But then once or twice a day, he also does videos. He sprinkled in throughout the videos of comics that people already know and already are familiar with, he'll sprinkle in a video about his own stuff. He'll be like, hey, I'm going to talk about Jawbreakers today. I want to let you know about this one character in Jawbreakers. And then he'll go and give some background about that character. He'll say, this is his story. This is how he led to here. And this is what led him to the point, which is right at the beginning of the book. Now you can check out the book and see how the story ends. Or he'll do a video where he's like, hey, by the way, John Malin, the artist for the Jawbreakers, he just sent me these 3 new pages, and I wanted to share them with you guys, let you see these pages. So in between talking about comic books that people are already familiar with, like Batman and Captain America, he also throws in his own comic book work. He says, hey, check out this Indiegogo campaign. Check out this, check out the three new pages from the Jawbreakers. I'm really excited about these. I wanted to show them to you guys. And then he'll go through and he'll break down his own comic book. And he actually lets people roast his comic books, just like he roasts DC and he roasts Marvel Comics. He's open to letting people roast his work as well. And this is, here's the deal. I haven't checked today. Last night when I checked, his Indiegogo campaign for his new comic book for the new Jawbreakers graphic novel had already raised $141,000. Zero marketing budget. He's completely hated by the comic book mainstream media. He hasn't been featured in a single comic book website. He hasn't been featured in a single comic book magazine. They won't touch him with a 10-foot pole because he tears down all the garbage in the comic book industry. None of the people that most of the comic reviewers out there, they suck on the teats of DC and Marvel, so they're afraid to give actual critiques. He's not afraid to, and so they refuse to associate with this guy. They've given him zero publicity. And yet he's still been able to create one of the largest crowdfunded for a graphic novel that's ever happened. And it's his first one. And he's already made 140, like I said, yesterday, it might even be above that now. Yesterday it was at $141,000 that he got put together off of doing YouTube videos. And his YouTube videos are not very high quality. It's basically him with his cell phone pointed at a comic book as he flips through the pages and either gives them a thumbs up or a thumbs down. He doesn't edit his videos. He doesn't go in and use spiffy graphics. It's just cell phone videos shot straight off of his cell phone and uploaded directly to YouTube. And by doing that, he was able to raise, again, over $140,000 to support his newest comic book that's coming out, Jawbreaker. So what do all of these stories have in common? And this is what I told my buddy Nate when he asked me, hey, I'm trying to sell artwork. I'm trying to sell photography, and I need to figure out how I can market my photography if I don't have a marketing budget. What I told Nate was, and you're going to see a recurring theme, I told him, what you need to do is start an Instagram account. Get on Instagram and start posting photos that are from similar artists or photographers, people that you want to be associated with, people that if you know that your audience likes this particular person, start posting, repost those people's artwork. Go in and comment on those people's artwork. Go onto those people's Instagram pages and add comments and give them props. Share their stuff and then add your own commentary to it. Say, this is what I really like about this photo. Or if I would have shot this photo, I would have done this differently. That'll start building you an audience. Instagram is perfect for a photographer because that's what Instagram is all about. It's all about photography. So I told him, I was like, go start an Instagram account and start sharing stuff. Start sharing other people's photography. And then every once in a while, throw in your own photography. Build an audience off of other people's photography, just like the PT channel and Make a Path Presents built an audience off of Walking Dead, the content that Walking Dead was already putting out. Just like Diversity in Comics has built an audience off of the content that DC and Marvel are already putting out. I told Nate, what you need to do is you need to get on there and you need to start building an audience by sharing the photography that your ideal target market is already interested in. Share their photography and give your own commentary on it. Build that audience and then sprinkle throughout, you know, three or four times a day, post somebody else's photography. Once or twice a day, post one of your own pieces of photography and put a link back to where people can purchase the prints. So this was just last week. Hopefully he follows my advice, but this is how I've built both of my businesses. What I do on right now, what you're watching right now, or what you're listening to right now, this particular podcast, I'm able to interview people like Ben Settle. I'm able to interview people like Pradeep Sangha. I'm able to interview people like David Garfinkel. I know that my market wants to hear from these people. I provide that for my market, And then my market becomes familiar with me. And when I pitch, hey, I've got a course on email marketing, or when I pitch, hey, I can write your sales copy for you, I've got an audience based off of the work that other people did, based off of knowing where their attention is at, using that pre-existing content or those pre-existing people to pull that attention towards me. And then once I have that audience, being able to say, hey, go check out copyandfunnels.com and you can find out other stuff that I can do for you. That's exactly what I told Nate to do. That's exactly what PT Channel does. That's exactly what Make a Path Presents does. That's exactly what Crank Lucas does. That's exactly what Diversity in Comics does, is there's an audience. I want to be able to sell to that audience. So first I have to figure out what they're interested in, create content that appeals to what they're interested in, build and attract that audience. And then once I've got that audience, pitch what I'm able to do for them. So that's what I advise Nate to do. Now, if you're somebody who's struggling to start a business, this is what I would advise you to do. If you're somebody who has something to sell, but you're not at the point where you can actually invest in marketing, if you've got more time to invest in marketing than you have money to invest in marketing, here's what I suggest to do. There's all kinds of free social media. There's Instagram, there's Facebook, there's YouTube. There's tons of different places where you can get your message out there, where you can build your audience, and you can do it for free. Find out where your target market hangs out. Are they on LinkedIn? Do they spend more of their time on Facebook? Do they spend more of their time watching videos? Figure out who is your ideal market and which social media platform or which forum or which wherever, whatever the case may be, where does your target market hang out? What kind of content are they consuming? If they're somebody who is a Walking Dead fan, then they're probably consuming Walking Dead review videos. If they're a comic book fan, then they're probably consuming comic book review videos. If they're a business owner trying to get their business in line, they're probably consuming business-related podcast episodes. Where is your market at, and what kind of content are they consuming? And start producing that content and do it consistently. Like I said, some of these guys do 2 or 3 videos a week. Some of them do 2 or 3 videos a day. It doesn't take any money. A YouTube account is free. A Facebook account is free. An Instagram account is free. And here's what this does. When you find out where they're at, when you figure out what kind of content they're consuming, and you start producing that content, what that does is that moves you from being a consumer in that market to being a producer in that market. That has the ability, or what that does is that takes you and it makes you a leader in that community rather than a follower in that community. It puts you in a position of authority in that community. It also gives you the ability to get market feedback from your community. You can find out, what are they liking? What's hitting with them? What's missing with them? What are they not liking? What are they saying? If you do YouTube videos, you can see what people say. They say, oh, I liked this, or I didn't like that. If you do an Instagram account, you can see, oh, they really like it when I post this type of artwork, and they don't really like it when I post this type of artwork. You can get feedback from your community, and that information is invaluable. That information will make you fucking rich. Why is Facebook so powerful? It's because they collect all kinds of data. You can do the same thing if you're creating content, if you're building an audience, and if you're interacting with that audience. And then piggyback. Create the content that they're wanting, create the content that they're consuming, and then piggyback. Piggyback off of the Walking Dead content, and then pitch your own comic book. Piggyback off of the fact that they're looking for rap videos, and then pitch your content. Piggyback off of the fact that they're searching for comic book reviews, and then pitch your content. Piggyback off of the fact that people are looking for artwork, or they're looking for photography while they're on Instagram, and then pitch your content. Piggyback and then pitch. That's the easiest way to market if you don't have a marketing budget. All right. My name's Nathan Frazier. I hope that this video was useful for you. I hope that you take this information, you implement it. Knowledge is nothing without implementation. People say knowledge is power. It's bullshit. Knowledge is not power unless you implement. So find out Where does your target market hang out? What type of stuff are they consuming? Create content based off of what they're consuming. Piggyback off of pre-existing content and use that to pitch your services. Okay, my name is Nathan Frazier. I'm the High Priest of Propaganda. Thank you again for hanging out with me today. I really hope that you enjoyed this. Do me a favor. If you know somebody that needs to hear this message, make sure you share it with them. If you're watching on Facebook, share this video with somebody. If you're watching on YouTube, share this video with somebody. If you're listening to the podcast, make sure you share this episode with somebody who needs to hear it. If you're a struggling business owner and you want more information on how to get your message out there, you want more information on how to better market your business, make sure you head over to copyandfunnels.com and check out more episodes of the podcast over at nathanfrazershow.com. I'm Nathan Frazier, High Priest of Propaganda. I love you. I'm out of here. Deuces.